Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. Today's date is August 13th, 2014. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and here's a look at some of our top stories.
Tonight, a former Marine warns of terrifying militarized occupation of American cities as U.S. citizens are now being treated like insurgents in Afghanistan and Iraq. Meanwhile, a potential powder keg ignites in St. Louis. InfoWars reporters witness the increasing hostility towards the occupying police. Then, a close look at the massive brainwashing vaccine campaign. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
So if you're wondering about the props here of all the different forms of toothpaste you can clean your teeth with, we'll be getting into that a little bit later in the show. But I just wanted to have them out here to get people to start thinking about what they put in their bodies. And before we get into the articles, I also want to let you know we do have a crew in Ferguson, Missouri right now, which is north of St. Louis. And if you tune into our Ustream channel, which is ustream.tv, and it's the Real Alex Jones channel, you can watch what's going on right now. They're covering another protest. Last night they covered one that got pretty scary. We're going to have a report on that in a little bit where you actually see a bottle or a rock being thrown at one of the cops. We actually caught that on camera. We're going to be showing that later on in the show. But let's get right into the news. Our top story here, gun stores see sales spike in wake of Ferguson riots. And this is from the St. Louis Business Journal. For the past 2 days, Steve King has been unbelievably busy at his gun store, Metro Shooting. King said business spiked 50% as local residents responded to the violent events taking place in Ferguson. We've sold a variety of handguns, shotguns, it's Joe Biden's favorite, and AR-15s. All the sales are having to do with home defense. Usually it's pretty slow through the summer, but this has been a huge spike for business, King said. People are hunkering down because of the events are taking place too close to their home, and in some case, a half a mile away. Lots of people are afraid, which is why they are turning to the Second Amendment to protect themselves, because as you can see, the shops that didn't get burned down were those owners and shopkeepers who had guns and who stood out and posted guard. As we interviewed Mr. Weinstein yesterday on the Alex Jones Show, his crew and from also a neighboring business showed up in tactical gear with rifles, and they were able to keep their business from being burnt to the ground, while other stores, Walmart's, liquor stores, the Quick Trip were also, that was burnt to the ground, but then other stores were looted. Which brings us to our next article. Former Marine warns of terrifying militarized occupation of American cities. Former Marine Paul Soldra warns that the events in Ferguson, Missouri illustrate the terrifying result of the militarization of police, with the American people now being treated like insurgents in Iraq and Afghanistan. In an article for Business Insider, Soldra questions why police in Ferguson are wearing combat gear such as desert camouflage, which is normally reserved for troops fighting in foreign war zones. We looked intimidating, but all of our vehicles and equipment had a clear purpose for combat against enemy forces. So why is the same gear being used on our city streets? When did this become okay? That's the question we've been asking here since I got here. And long before that, Alex Jones has been talking about why the police are getting military hardware. Why are they being trained with military tactics? Their motto used to be protect and to serve, and now it seems to be oppress and annoy for those who get lots of tickets. But he's not the only Marine that has been speaking out. Earlier this month, we had I See Something, Marine Colonel Warns of Takeover, and that was from retired Colonel Pete Martino. And he put an excellent video together. He actually flew down here for an interview with Alex Jones, and then he wrote an article that we put on the website, and that was on August 5th, 2014. Please check that out. This is from another military source. We found the military are the most awake because they are the ones undergoing this training right now. So it's very important if you are a member of the military to speak out when you see stuff like this unconstitutional behavior, because you did take your oath, those of you out there who are oath keepers. Next story here. Federal snitch Reverend Al Sharpton confronted in Ferguson, Missouri. Adam Sharp of Progressive Today confronted federal informant Reverend Al Sharpton in Ferguson, Missouri on Tuesday. Sharpton was converted into a snitch for the FBI in 1983 after he was caught on tape negotiating a cocaine deal. Sharp asked Sharpton about graffiti sprayed on a store burnt down in response to the incident. Sharpton denied acting as an informant for the government, despite plenty of evidence to the contrary. And there you see the picture. Snitches get stitches. And we're going to go to that video right now.
Reverend Sharpton, the term snitches get stitches was spray painted on the Quick Trip. Since you're a federal snitch, sir, do you fear for your life?
Today I'm going to tell the feds about a cop.
Just make up, just keep going.
Are you in fear for your life being a federal informant? And people are...
I want to inform on this policeman.
Let's keep moving.
Are you here to snitch on the rioters?
That's right, tell them. Okay.
And so the master race baiter, Al Sharpton, is getting a little bit of his own medicine. And you know he doesn't want to answer those questions about being an FBI informant in the 80s. And this just came in into Infowars.com. Photos. Ferguson police train weapons laser sights on peaceful protesters. And if you scroll down through this article, you can see a shot there right in the middle of this guy's back. The guy has a shirt on, his shirt off, completely unarmed. And the police have their rifles trained at his back, which is reportedly how Michael Brown died. And if you scroll through, you can see more articles of people being oppressed by their government. They have their hands up. They are so afraid of these militarized police that they walk around with their hands up saying, hands up, don't shoot. We have a ton of special reports that we've been putting on the site, including one that we're going to show you, which shows an actual rock being thrown at one of the police officers. But last night, there were reports that a young man was shot. And in this article from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Ferguson chief says police are working with Justice Department on race relations in the city. Further down on this article, teen in critical condition after being shot by police near Ferguson site. St. Louis County police officer early Wednesday shot and critically wounded a man who police say pointed a gun at an officer near the intersection of West Florissant and Chambers Road. The 1 a.m. Shooting Wednesday was near Chambers and Sheffield Court, not far from the site of protest against police on Saturday's fatal shooting of Michael Brown. Well, we've seen this in the past of people being shot in the back many times by officers. We don't know if this man was shot in the back, but for holding cell phones. So was he holding a handgun? Was he holding a cell phone? Well, the police say they're doing a thorough investigation, so we will find out maybe if they're really true to their word and they're honorable men. Right now, they're not even releasing the name of the officer who shot Michael Brown, which kicked off this whole mess. I want to go to a quick special report from our crew out in the field, and this actually shows video of a bottle being thrown at one of the police officers.
Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. Right now, the riot police are standing beside us, right behind us. They have this entire bridge, this road, blocked off.
You are the parking lot. This is the St. Louis County Police Department. Disperse now, or you will be arrested. You are the parking lot. This is the St. Louis County Police Department. Disperse now, or you will be arrested.
As you can see, tensions are high here in Ferguson because of what happened. The people are tired. People all over America are tired how cops kill and beat innocent people for no reason. This is what we have to look forward to all over the place. Look how quick, within a matter of days, they were able to go into a martial law status here in Ferguson.
I'm with it. I'm putting my life on the line for my people. I'm putting my life around for everybody in this country. I believe in equality.
We have a right to assemble.
And why
you
the cops tell us we can't be out here? Like you said, we have a right to assemble.
Martial law.
I've been the one authority of police every day. They have complete domain over us. They are like gods. If they tell you not to do something, you cannot do it. And if you do, they will treat you like a dog. You will be shot down. Well, at least for a black man. I'm not sure for everybody, but I do understand that. I hope it's not like that for everybody. It shouldn't be. It should not be that like that for any human being to live on this planet.
We bleed the same blood. We are from the same descendants. There's no way one person can tell us, or one small amount of people can tell us what and what we cannot do. There's something as an actual people being unity. That's not something we cannot happen at all. At all.
My brother! My brother! My brother! My brother! My brother! My brother! My brother!
The citizens here are standing their ground and protesting and speaking about what they know, what they believe in. So far, from what you heard, the people here are very educated. They know about their rights. They're just trying to get across their point that they're tired of this kind of stuff going on. As you can see behind me right now, there are riot police, linked arm, probably 60 to 70 armed personnel with tanks and armored vehicles behind them. They are ready to push through the town of Ferguson and completely lock it down. What is that? That's martial law. That's going to happen across our entire nation because our government doesn't care. This is crazy. This is what America has to look forward to if they do not wake up. Listen to me. Wake up. Stop sitting on your couch and being lazy. This kind of stuff can come to your town and happen in a second. Know your rights. Know what you're able to do as American and stand up for that right. The stuff is intense, and we're going to keep following this for the next few days. Stay tuned to InfoWars.com for more reports. I'm Joe Biggs.
So we are putting a plethora of reports from our team out in the field on the Alex Jones channel. That's our main YouTube channel, but you can also check InfoWars.com for more updates. And we'll also be tweeting out whenever we go live on Ustream. So you can sign up for our Twitter or Facebook feed and find out when we go live, and you can actually see the news as it's happening. See the police response, see the protesters, how they're handling all this, and just watch as we basically see drama unfolding out in the streets of St. Louis. There's Joe Biggs right now, and that is live. We've got over 2,000 people watching that right now, which I think is amazing with all the technology that we have now at our disposal. We were able to Skype in their reports today, and it looks like, yes, the MRAPs are now rolling in to deal with the peaceful protesters who have yet to do anything. So far, there's been one person shot, a building burned, and since then, and those seem to be looters from out of town. We had reports that Craigslist was being used as a way to call rioters and looters to the area. The last few days have seen nothing but peaceful protests going on, but now there you can see the response from the St. Louis police. We've shown you videos from last year where they were rolling tanks through the streets and asking people how they felt about it, and they were all feeling pretty safe. I wonder if they feel safe right now. I wonder if they feel safe when the tanks are pointed at them, not just doing training exercises. Well, now we're going to go to a report from Darren McBreen in Studio B, and this has to deal with the revelations being made by Edward Snowden, which are supposed to be jaw-dropping.
Well, former NSA employee turned whistleblower Edward Snowden says he has a holy shit smoking gun revelation coming. Now, I'm quoting Snowden from an upcoming issue of Wired magazine. Here is the cover photo where he is wrapped up in the American flag. Now, in the interview with Wired, Snowden says he doesn't have anywhere near the 1.7 million documents the government claims he does, but he still has a significant amount of information that is yet to be made public. Now, that's right. Now, he has volumes of documents that he hasn't even had a chance to read yet. And that, my friends, that makes the U.S. government very, very nervous because they don't know what he's got. And they're afraid that somewhere in the piles of documents there is incriminating evidence that would severely damage them all politically. And who knows, perhaps even shatter the whole false left versus right paradigm. One could only hope. Now, Snowden says in the Wired magazine interview, I think they think there is a smoking gun in there that would be the death of them all politically. He goes on to say that somewhere in their damage assessment, they must have seen something that was like, holy shit, and they think it's still out there.
What do you think the new Snowden info could be, Ray?
Well, Alex, good to be back with you. That is a curveball. Could you give me a minute to get my catcher's mitt? You know, I'd only be speculating, but I imagine, given what Glenn Greenwald has hinted at in the past, that there are names and there are numbers and there are incredibly heinous snooping activities going on against very important people. I'll let you guess who they are, but they couldn't be more important in our country. And once that's revealed, one would expect that substance you mentioned to hit the fan. But, you know, the way things are working, Alex, with the executive and the Congress and parts of our judicial system all kind of complicit in these crimes against our Constitution.
Now, that was from earlier today on the Alex Jones Show in an interview with former top CIA analyst Ray McGovern. Now, I think it was very interesting that in this interview with Snowden in the Wired magazine issue that's coming up next month, that they also interviewed James Bamford. Now, he's the guy who blew the whistle on the Northwoods documents, perhaps the most documented false flag terror operation of all time, Operation Northwoods. And James Bamford, who is a U.S. Navy intelligence analyst who became a best-selling author and journalist, well, he was able to get his hands on the Northwoods document through the Freedom of Information Act for his book, Body of Secrets, that was released back in 2002. The Northwoods document itself was authored by General Lyman Limitzer, the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Pentagon. Now, this was back in 1962. It was used as an excuse to invade Cuba and go after Fidel Castro. Luckily, by the time it reached JFK's desk, he rejected it. And rumors have it that JFK fired General Limitzer as a result of the madness. Now, here's what's in the Northwoods document. It called for violent terrorism to be launched on the streets of Washington, D.C., Miami, and elsewhere across America. It called for innocent people to be shot on American streets, snipers to shoot and kill our own troops stationed at Gitmo. They wanted to sink a boatload of Cuban refugees escaping Cuba to Florida. People would be framed for bombings that they did not commit. And, you know, a lot of this sounds eerily familiar to 9/11. Operation Northwoods called for commercial airliners to be hijacked. They wanted to crash a passenger airliner into the ocean, preferably full of high school and college students, because that would have, you know, really upset the American public. So these people were obviously maniacal, they were crazy, and it was approved and undoubtedly would have got the green light if JFK had not rejected it. It is a dramatic example of what our government is capable of doing. And for those of you who call this a crazy conspiracy theory, I can already see the comments on YouTube, wake up and smell the tyranny. The Operation Northwoods, it's a living, breathing, live document. It exists in the National Archives. It was obtained by the Freedom of Information Act. It was signed off by the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Pentagon. So it is real. And I'm wondering if somewhere in the volumes of documents that are in right now in the possession of Edward Snowden, perhaps there is more evidence, more proof of false flag terrorism. Back to Rob Dew.
Thanks, Darren, for that report. I would just like to add the Joint Chiefs who wrote Operation Northwoods and signed off on it, Mr. Limitzer, went to work for NATO after he was fired by John F. Kennedy to work on Project Gladio, another false flag operation. Now, stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to explain why we have much toothpaste here on the desk. I assure you, it's for your health. As long as you eat the toothpaste here, it's all for your health. Here at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there, and I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of a lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Before we get into this pile of fluoride-infused toothpaste, I want to do a quick check with our Ustream channel, Real Alex Jones. As you can see, it looks like they're doing some interviews. They've also showed a mass of police that have come into the area, it looks like. Yeah, there you see them. Tanks, officers in riot gear, and it looks like it's going to be another daytime showdown in Ferguson in North St. Louis. Hopefully everybody stays safe. Hopefully the protesters remain peaceful, and hopefully the cops don't get trigger happy and start shooting people with rubber pellets, beanbags, and tear gas. Hopefully this can all stay peaceful, but we do need to be out there illustrating the fact that our military has gone out of control. Now, let's move on to fluoride, which is the reason for this lovely display here. This is out of Mail Online. Chemical used by Colgate Total Toothpaste to fight off gum disease is linked to cancer. And a chemical that has been linked to cancer cell growth is being used by millions of Americans in toothpaste every day, it has emerged. The company behind Colgate Total insists that triclosan, which is to stave off gum disease, is safe because the toothpaste was approved in 1997 by the Food and Drug Administration. But toxicology documents used by the FDA to approve toothpaste were only released early this year after a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And reveal the agency relied upon company-backed science to reach its conclusion. And that was out of Bloomberg News. Well, I got news for you, and I'm about to prove it to you. Everyone but two of these toothpaste on here is filled with poison, and it's not this triclosan. It is fluoride, which is now right behind me. And in fact, that's just a giant blow up of what you find on the back of every fluoridated toothpaste. In fact, we're going to start with the Colgate Total. Here it is, whitening paste. So we look at the back. You can see the active ingredients. There, active ingredients, sodium fluoride, 0.24% anti-cavity. It also has triclosan, 0.30%. So there's the other cancer-causing chemical. But look at the warning. Warning, keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact poison control right away. Now, why would they do that? Why would they put a warning there in toothpaste if it's, you know, it's supposed to be good for you? Well, let's check out another one. Here's Sensodyne. It's another toothpaste, a toothpaste for sensitive teeth and cavity protection. Once again, they have stannous fluoride right there. And let's see, warning, if irritation, discontinue use, okay, blah, blah, blah. Keep out of reach of children. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact poison control right away. There it is, right there. Another fluoridated toothpaste with a warning about swallowing it. Aquafresh. Fluoride toothpaste, extreme clean with microactive foaming action. Whoa. All right. Active ingredient, sodium fluoride. There it is. And once again, use a pea-sized amount. And active ingredients, keep out of reach children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than is used for brushing, get medical help or contact poison control right away. Do you see a pattern emerging? Do you see the fact that, well, technically, you're brushing your teeth with poison because they're saying if you swallow it, contact poison control. You're not supposed to put this fluoridated toothpaste in your body. Now, let's move to one more. This is Crest Complete. Crest Complete with Scope Dual Blast. Boy, they just really shine this stuff up. This has got it over here. Sodium fluoride active ingredient. Warning, keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If more than is used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact poison control center immediately. They have the uniformity of the warning. It's everywhere. Okay. Now let's look at, here's a toothpaste called Toms of Maine. Here we see the ingredients, no fluoride, no sodium fluoride, no hexafluorosilicate, nothing like that. And there's nothing about not swallowing it. Doesn't seem to matter if you swallow the fluoride-free toothpaste. That doesn't seem to matter. Now let's look at some children's toothpaste. Here's Kids Crest with cavity protection, and it's got Sparkle Fun. Sparkle Fun right there. It's got Sparkle Fun just for you. Fluoride anti-cavity toothpaste. All right, just for you kids. There you go. Oh, it's got a little sodium fluoride in there and really good for you. Warning, keep out of reach children under 6 years of age. But wait, this is for my kids. Oh. If more than used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact poison control right away. Do not swallow. Do not swallow. It says it right there. Do not swallow. Has fluoride in it. Do not swallow it. Now, last toothpaste here. This is Colgate My First. Fluoride free. And on the front it says, safe if swallowed. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Huh. So it says nothing about if you swallow this, contact poison control. So what are we looking at? Obviously, it seems to be that fluoride is the one common denominator which will make you call poison control if you happen to swallow it. And I know you might not still believe me. That's fine. I'd like to turn your attention to an article that I wrote back in 2010. At one time, I did write a couple articles for InfoWars.com, and then I got more into the TV section. But this is from July 28th, 2010. This was kind of my answer back to a WorldNet Daily writer who was laughing at people who were concerned about fluoride. WorldNet Daily writer says fluoride is good for you. An open letter to Phil Elmore, who was the writer of this article. And it basically goes through the history of why they started fluoridating, different incidents that happened, one of which was a tanker truck full of fluorosilicic acid, which is what they put in our water. A tanker spilled over on the interstate in Florida, and they had to close down the interstate, and people were getting sick. Crazy stuff. I have some tables in there about the parts per million that they're adding to that they recommend to add to schools and communities for water. But if you keep going down underneath that that secondary maximum containment level, which talks about what fluoride can do to you, and the only bad thing they say about fluoride is that you get tooth discoloration. Well, here we go. Dr. William L. Marcus, senior science advisor of the EPA's Office of Drinking Water, was fired in response to a 1990 whistleblowing memo calling for a review of the cover-up of the National Toxicology Program study that demonstrated fluoride as a probable human carcinogen. And here it is from that memo. The type of cancer of particular concern with fluoride, although not the only type, is osteosarcoma, especially in males. The National Toxicology Program conducted a 2-year study in which rats and mice were given sodium fluoride in their drinking water. The positive result of that study, in which malignancies in tissues and other bones were observed, particularly in male rats, is conversion with host data showing that fluoride's ability to cause mutations and inducing cells to become cancerous. So there you go. There's another cancer-causing chemical in your toothpaste, not just the one in Colgate Total, which is the triclosan. It is sodium fluoride. Yet, why do they continue to put it in our drinking water? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. Even in 2014, back in February, a Harvard study came out. Fluoride lowers children's IQ intelligence by 7 IQ points. This was published out of Washington's blog, and you can read about the study there and the different effects of it. And just so you don't think I'm a crazy tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, here is the actual Harvard study right here. Impact of fluoride on neurological development in children. And if you read through, it talks about how they studied kids in China where there was hard and heavy fluoridation. And they found an average of 7 IQ points drop in children in that area who were drinking fluoridated water. So you have to ask yourself, why do we fluoridate our water? We fluoridate our water here in Austin, Texas. You know how much they put in? They put in 9 gallons an hour of this hydrofluorosilicic acid poison into our water. In fact, we're going to roll a little bit of footage here that was shot of a water treatment facility here in Austin, Texas that shows the fluoride tanks. And on top, on those tanks, it lists the MSDS, which you can see right there, is a 4. That is the worst level of human reactivity. It can cause death. It can cause sickness. Just in minute concentrations, yet they tell you they want to put it into your water for your teeth, yet every toothpaste label says don't swallow it. Do you see the illogical going on? I see the illogical. It's right there in front of me. They tell you not to swallow the toothpaste, yet it's okay to put it in your water to drink it. I want to end this segment with a little video from Dr. Connett, Paul Connett, who has visited our studio several times. He's just going to talk He's just a doctor of biochemistry. That's all. Not a regular layman like me who could barely get words out of his mouth. He's just a professor and doctor of biochemistry. And he's retired now, but now he's trying to go around and warn people about water fluoridation and why we should just stop doing it. It's a toxic waste, and we should just get it out of our lives. And then when we come back from break, we're going to have an interview from Leslie Manoukian, who is the producer of A Greater Good. We're going to talk about vaccines. A lot of health information today, so tune in. We'll be right back.
I think the most important thing to recognize about fluoride is that it's extremely toxic. It is very active biologically, interfering with many basic biochemical processes, enzymes, G-proteins, hydrogen bonds, and so on. So it shouldn't surprise us that there's a wide range of health effects that are attributed to fluoride. But the bottom line is that fluoride is extremely active biologically, that the first opponents of fluoridation going back to the 1950s were biochemists, including scientists like James Sumner, who won a Nobel Prize for enzyme chemistry. And incidentally, there is no doubt that fluoride damages health, because millions of people in India, China, and parts of Africa have had their health ruined by fluoride. The people have been crippled by fluoride and many other health effects. The argument, as far as fluoridation is concerned, is there an adequate margin of safety between the doses which cause this known harm, and incidentally documented in this report by the National Research Council, published in 2006. Here, a fairly independent, balanced panel looked at the literature for 3 years, and in this 507-page report and 1,100 references, indicated that the EPA safe drinking water standard for fluoridation, for fluoride, is 4 parts per million. It's not safe, it's not protective of health, and needs to be lowered. But before I get into the health effects, let me explain my first concern, which remains my top concern. The level of fluoride in mother's milk, mother's breast milk, baby's first meal, is extremely low. It's 0.004 parts per million. That means a bottle-fed baby in a fluoridated community in the United States, where we fluoridate the water at 1 part per million, is getting 250 times higher dose of fluoride than a breastfed baby. And that is extremely disturbing.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here, an electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution, the new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Our next guest is the writer and producer of the documentary, The Greater Good, which we used to carry here at Infowars.com in the Infowars.com store. And we brought her back to talk about a myriad of issues, one of which is the massive propaganda campaign that is going on right now to get kids to get vaccinated. But her name is Leslie Manoukian. She's a former Wall Street executive. Yes, she worked for the minions of Sauron over at Goldman Sachs. And then at some point she had a moment of clarity and spent the last 11 years working on this film, The Greater Good, which is about vaccinations and why we do it and the science or lack thereof behind it. So, Leslie, one thing I've noticed with this propaganda campaign, if you type Vaccine Awareness Month into a search engine, it brings up, and just hit news, brings up hundreds of articles that have just come out in the last week or so talking about how it's National Immunization Awareness Month and that we should all be going out getting our vaccines. I mean, what do you make of this type of propaganda operation that we're up against?
I basically conclude that it's paid for by the pharmaceutical industry in conjunction with the CDC. CDC has a budget of hundreds of millions, probably billions, but hundreds of millions that they put into these kinds of programs. And, it's no surprise that these are coming up everywhere because they have a message and they are terrified that more and more parents, literally droves of parents, are opting out of vaccines for their kids because they've read the research and they've concluded that it's dangerous, that vaccines aren't just harmful to a couple, but maybe to everybody, and that the science is mounting and we all need to be really concerned. So I really think it's just a massive, media campaign. And it really, to me, what it does is suggest that if you pay attention to the mainstream media, you're getting propaganda, not news.
Right. And it is literally everywhere in your face. They're telling you you need it for school. People don't know about the exemptions that you can get. How many people are opting out now from your research? And tell people about exemption forms, that you can actually go out there and exempt yourself from these vaccines.
Sure. Well, the rate of exemptions varies across the nation because state laws are different. And what I do know is that in some places in California, something like 80% of the kids in Malibu private schools are unvaccinated, fully unvaccinated. And in the public schools, it's over 50% in Malibu. Now, this is a place where people are educated, affluent, able to do research for themselves, and therefore, and also, I think, not afraid to question authority. And so they're showing what they believe by opting out. That's Malibu. Then you go up to Marin County in San Francisco, you see a very, very high rate of exemptions. The CDC will tell you that still only about 2% of kids are opting out of, are being opted out fully of vaccinations, but it varies. And, it's jumping dramatically. There was a research report put out last summer that showed that many states across the nation had seen a major increase. 2 full percentage points of their population of incoming kindergartners had opted out of vaccines. So like in 2010, I think it was, and I may be off by the, on the year by a year or two, but in 2009-10 school year, 4% of school kids in, kindergartners in Idaho opted out, whereas it was close to 6%. The next time they did the study 2 years later. So we're seeing these things skyrocket. And there are some studies that are showing over 35% of young mothers are questioning vaccines and choosing to opt out of at least one.
And that's so even as you have doctors pushing the flu shot on pregnant mothers, which before they told them never to do
the
that.
Table. Exactly. Yeah. This is the amazing thing. I mean, you know, doctors used to x-ray women's pelvises while they were pregnant because they thought that they should know where the vaccine or the baby was positioned. And then they finally realized that actually it's super dangerous. And they gave pregnant mothers thalidomide. And we got to a point and that caused huge birth defects. And we know that lots and lots of medications cause birth defects in babies. And so we got to a point 20 or 30 years ago where mothers were told, don't put anything in your body when you're pregnant. Nothing. Be super careful. Don't take aspirin. Don't do anything. Don't drink a glass of wine. Don't do anything. And now, in the last 10 years, we're being told it's totally safe to inject yourself with a vaccine that contains mercury. I mean, it's just insanity. And if you read the package inserts, it even says that it hasn't been studied for safety in pregnant women. So, I mean, it's really pretty terrifying.
Exactly. And if you look over here on the table with the overhead cam, guys, you could see the vaccine inserts that I got when they wanted to inject my firstborn with a bunch of vaccines. I said, well, I'll tell you what. I said, give me all the inserts. And they hand me these sheets of paper. I said, no. I want the actual insert that's folded up. It's got really small writing on it. It talks about the studies that you did. and talks about the ingredients that are in it. Oh, they came back and gave me all these. I read them all. And what's interesting is that in every single one of these, you can find the words, has not been tested for cancerous or mutagenic potential. And so they've never even tested to see if these things cause cancer. And we know, in fact, the old polio vaccine was giving people cancer.
Absolutely. The SV40, simian virus 40, is a virus that's found in monkeys, in green monkeys. And this, the polio vaccine was grown in the kidneys of green monkeys. And Maurice Hilleman, who was one of the godfathers of vaccines, admitted that they couldn't get the virus out and that they knew that they were tainted and that they knew that it was causing cancer. And there is research showing that the children of mothers who received that polio vaccine are 15 times more likely to get a brain tumor than the children of mothers who didn't receive it. And that same virus is found at the center of all these different kinds of cancers, from bone cancer to lung cancer to brain cancer. So we know this, and yet we've never studied it. And to make it even worse, most safety studies for vaccines only last a few days to a few weeks. So how could they ever have any illusion that they could possibly understand what the cancer-causing properties might be if they only look at these things for a few weeks?
And those studies are only funded by the drug companies. So they're going to get the answer they're looking for. They're not going to actually be doing an empirical study. I want to go to this article real quick.
Well, Rob, can I just say maybe that's why they only look at the studies for study these things for 4 days to 3 weeks. I mean, you're not going to find very much if you only look for 3 weeks, are you?
Exactly. Which is the plan, to get more people to taking vaccines. This article from NBC, Carlsbad High School students caught in vaccine controversy. And what you have here is a group of high school students in their journalism department were given $60,000 from the local Rotary Club in San Diego to make a vaccine film. And the students said, we're going to look at this really journalistically. We're going to cover both sides. But what you get, especially when you look at their trailer, and we're going to go to a clip of that in a second, their film is called Invisible Threat, where it seems to be a very pro-vaccine documentary, and these are kids in the public high school system who've probably been brainwashed for a long time that vaccines are good for them. But I want to go to this clip real quick and then have you comment it, especially the last official that they talked to in the video. His name's Paul Offit, and here's that clip.
Mm-hmm. It's really disappointing that some people simply aren't aware of the fact that vaccines are protecting them.
It's painful to watch. It's unfair. And they always make this sort of claim that, you know, that the doctors are evil, the pharmaceutical companies are evil. I frankly think they're evil. And it's time that somebody, I think, stand up and shine a light on exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, so the man there wanting to shine the light on it is a millionaire vaccine promoter, Paul Offit, Dr. Offit, who has been quoted as saying that you could give babies up to 10,000 vaccines.
I think he's even said 100,000, Rob.
100,000. Right. So we can give babies 100,000 vaccines. Tell us about Paul Offit and how nice he is, how unevil he is.
Well, Paul Offit, we interviewed him, and I have to say he's one of the most charming people I've ever met. But he offered to give us money the very first time we met him, which we thought was incredibly surprising. And of course, unethical. When I was making, you know, we made the film The Greater Good, which is all about the vaccine controversy. And the very first time we ever met him, he offered to give us money in the elevator on our way up to his office. He's not only a vaccine promoter. He is not the number one vaccine promoter in America. He is a vaccine developer. He, in fact, developed a rotavirus vaccine, and he was a consultant to Merck while he was doing it, and he then sold the patent to Merck for an unknown tens of millions. But many people believe that it was somewhere between $30 and $60 million is what he made out of it. And so this guy is on television all the time. He's in every news report. He's written dozens of books. I don't know how he has time to be head of chief of infectious diseases at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia doing all of this extracurricular activity. And he sits in a chair, a $1.7 million chair that's funded by Merck at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And yet he's wheeled out over and over again as the number one expert and the most knowledgeable, unconflicted person on vaccines in America, when he's completely conflicted, given that he's a vaccine developer and is compensated by Merck, one of the largest producers of vaccines.
But you can trust him. I mean, high school students made this video, so you can trust him, right? It's just utterly crazy what they're doing, and it's just another part of the propaganda piece. And so he talks about babies getting 10,000 vaccines. I have an article out of CBS 12 that Alex covered earlier in the week. 12-year-old dies after routine checkup. And I just want to go to a video of this. You can see this mother's face. After she brought her daughter to the doctor for a cold, she got the HPV vaccine. Let's roll that clip.
So what caused the 12-year-old's life to be cut so tragically short? A few hours before she died, Meredith was complaining of a sore throat. Her mom took her to the doctor. While there, the 12-year-old also got the first round of the HPV vaccine.
When I came home, she had just thrown up and was non-responsive on my living room floor. I performed CPR, and she was taken to Waukesha Memorial, where she died.
Yeah, so that was just one vaccine that she got, and it was the HPV, which is very controversial. And it says at the end of the article, the family has agreed to let the medical examiner look at the daughter's brain, which they believe could offer clues to her death. What do you think about that case?
Well, I think it's unbelievably tragic and sadly so avoidable. You know, we're vaccinating children as young as 9 for a disease they have no risk of contracting until they're much, much older, or for, you know, for cancer, which most women don't get cervical cancer until they're around 50. So why would you ever risk someone as young as 9, 10, 11, 12, as this girl was, when she has no risk of developing cancer for another 40 years? It's insanity. And the thing is, the CDC's website that tracks adverse reactions to vaccines has had 169 deaths reported to it. These are voluntarily reported. We don't know how many more have never been reported because people don't even know that they exist, the system exists. But this child was vaccinated with something containing aluminum and with particles of the HPV virus. There are fragments of the HPV virus in the vaccine itself, and science knows, has documented this, that those particles have now crossed the blood-brain barrier in healthy adults and caused an autoimmune reaction that resulted in death in healthy adults. So why do we think that it's safe for a 12-year-old? It's just, it's nonsense. That vaccine has 225 micrograms of aluminum in it. And we know that the aluminum in vaccines causes brain damage, which can result in cognitive impairment. It causes autoimmune disease, a whole slew of autoimmune diseases, gastrointestinal problems, and new research shows that it's probably causative in cancer. And yet this is in that vaccine and being injected into girls who have no risk of actually getting the disease for decades.
And we actually had the state of Texas, Rick Perry, was involved in a campaign saying everyone had to go out, get their daughters vaccinated with this disease. And then they retracted that after there was so much outcry. But the onslaught, the mind control programming is ridiculous. Now, you created The Greater Good. This came out in 2011, but you are still out there creating videos, making people aware of this vaccine hoax and all this propaganda that we're under. Talk about some of the videos you're making now at greatergoodmovie.org.
Well, you know, when we made the film, we couldn't possibly go into every aspect that we addressed. So it's greatergoodmovie.org, just so you know, so your viewers and listeners know. And we touched on every topic, but there's no way to drill down deeper. And the other thing is, it's so heavy and depressing. We decided that it would be fantastic to use some of our incremental footage to promote the film, but also to drill deeper down into some of these issues. So we really go into, well, what's in vaccines and what are doctors taught? Our new video that's coming out, and it'll be up on the web later today, is what doctors learn about vaccines in medical school. And viewers and listeners will probably be very surprised to learn that that doctors learn very little in medical school. So we're spoofing all these things. We're drilling down where they're incredibly irreverent, they're funny, and they're very thought-provoking because they really make you question what we're being told about vaccines.
And let's go to that video now. Let's learn what doctors learn about vaccines in medical school. I think it's going to surprise you.
Nearly every child in the United States will get the diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine, or DTaP. Yet according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 4 of them will have a reaction with things like fever, swelling, and soreness. And less frequently, children will suffer prolonged crying and seizures. The bad news is that nearly all routine vaccinations given carry the same kind of side effects. The good news is this information comes straight from the government, so we can rest assured that doctors are learning everything they need to know about vaccine safety in medical school. And to help you, the viewer, understand all this complicated information, we've created this handy chart which explains all the information that doctors learn in their training. Sorry, there must have been some kind of a mistake. Let's look at the real chart. Hey, where's the chart? What do you mean this is accurate? Doctors learn nothing in medical school about vaccine reactions and how to treat them? That's insane! But surely medical schools are on top of this, and they're implementing changes to make sure that the doctors do learn this stuff, right? Let's show them that information. Okay, that time it was definitely a technical error. Let's show the real information, you guys. So 1 in 4 kids could be having reactions to vaccines. I don't believe it. Let's try and find the truth out. Let's talk to our friend Dr. Stephanie Christner and see what she learned in medical school.
In medical school, we did not really learn anything about vaccines.
Wait a second, Dr. Christner. What do you mean?
I never learned in medical school how vaccines were studied, what type of clinical trials they went through, how they evaluated adverse reactions, how they even evaluated effectiveness.
But what's going on? Why aren't they teaching you this stuff?
The problem with the information that is put out by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the CDC, the FDA, is that they are being given information from the pharmaceutical companies. I would suspect they're getting some sort of kickback for putting this information out there.
You know what? That sounds pretty good. Wait a second. The government is letting the pharmaceutical companies decide what information the public learns about vaccines and vaccine safety? That's horrible. Isn't anybody looking into this? Somebody should, but I don't have time right now because I'm having a huge dinner party and I got to get home. Want to see the guest list? Ha ha ha, you guys. Very funny. Now put up the real guest list. Okay, fine. I'm going home to watch Everybody Loves Raymond all by myself. This has been another edition of the Greater Good's Vaccine Beat.
At greatergoodmovie.org, you guys are going to be posting more videos about this. And these are nice little giblets to send out to your friends and family when they start bringing up the vaccine question and asking, you know, should I get my kids vaccinated? Should I get them vaccinated for school? There's a whole exemption program out there that people really don't know about. They really don't let you know about it. It's sort of like behind the curtain types, type of thing. Tell us about the exemption program. And I know it varies in some states. I think West Virginia, there is no exemption, but most of the states in the union do have exemption programs. And how do people find out about those?
Yeah. So one of the best places to find out about exemptions is NVIC.org, the National Vaccine Information Center.org. They have a whole segment on laws and exemption forms and things like that. And you are absolutely right. Every state in America allows medical exemptions. Medical exemptions are very, very difficult to obtain, but they do exist. And there are more and more doctors who are giving them. 48 states provide what are called religious exemptions, which allow you to opt out for religious beliefs. And it's important for people to understand that it doesn't have to be organized religion. It can be a religion that you, it can be just your beliefs as defined in the Constitution, which is that we should never be persecuted or forced to do anything for our that are contrary to our beliefs. So it doesn't have to be an organized religion in most states. And you just go online onto NVIC.org and you can find all those. And then there's also what are called philosophical or conscientious belief exemptions in about 20 states. It varies. Sometimes they're restricting them and sometimes they're more states are adding them. But basically those you can object or exempt your child from vaccinations for any reason you choose. And it's just incumbent upon you to go and figure out what is applicable to you in your state and then to fill out the form and turn it into whoever requires it. But they are, you can get out of vaccines and it's not very hard to do it. And this is despite the fact that school districts across America in even states that know, that allow children to be exempted for philosophical reasons, they still run these ads that say that it's the law that your kid be vaccinated. So you just need to be informed and know that you don't have to.
Right. And also do this. If you don't believe us, that's fine. Don't believe any of the research. When you go to the doctor, ask for the insert. It's a little folded piece of paper that comes in the box with the vaccine. They get one for every vaccine that gets delivered, so they can't tell you they don't have any. Get them, read the ingredients. Look up each ingredient in a medical dictionary. It doesn't take that much time. Your kid's health is worth it. It took me 2 hours to read through all these.
You know what, Rob? There's also a fantastic tool on our website at greatergoodmovie.org/learn more. Underneath there, there's a catalog of science we put together, and it contains over 200 research papers and case reports that were all published in the mainstream peer-reviewed medical journals that document and explore adverse reactions to vaccines, things as severe as death and as benign as allergies, with a huge spectrum in between autism and learning disabilities and speech delays and allergies and asthma and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and MS. You can find research on all of those things and gut damage and the gut-brain connection, all there on our website. And there are links to all of these studies. So
that's amazing work that you've done at the Greater Good. I want to end with one last piece of propaganda, and this is from the Washington Post. Rosie O'Donnell, Jenny McCarthy, the dangers of vaccine deniers and 9/11 truthers. This kind of rolls into the same thing that Offit was saying, how we're evil because we question people, especially people who make unglorious amounts of money on injecting people with stuff they don't really need in their body. And I just find it amazing that here, you know, Jenny McCarthy is a woman who's had her child get autism. She thinks it's from the vaccines. There's plenty of parents out there that can see these causations, yet they're always dismissed. They're always dismissed by the so-called experts who happen to be making money off the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's just a sign of the times that we have to combat this negative this pro-vaccine propaganda with pro-thought propaganda. You know, think for yourself. Don't just go along with the herd. I'll give you the final comment.
Yeah, it is. I think what you said is perfect, Rob. We all are responsible for our bodies. We're all responsible for our health. And the mere fact that the U.S. government indemnifies completely vaccine producers from any and all harm that vaccines cause should be enough to make every single parent stand up and think about this. Until the pharmaceutical industry is liable for the damage that vaccines cause, why should you trust a vaccine? I don't know.
Exactly. I totally agree. Leslie Manoukian, thank you for joining us. She's the producer of The Greater Good. Get your copy. I guess you can get it at greatergoodmovie.org. Is that correct?
You certainly can. Greatergoodmovie.org. It's also going to be available on Hulu soon, and it's coming on. You can also stream it from our website.
Yeah. And also get the short videos out there and pass those out to your friends and family. And thank you for joining us.
There are many more coming, Rob, so thanks a ton.
Excellent. Before I read to you out of the litany of inserts I have of all these vaccines that they want to inject your children with and my children with, the vaccine industry, I want to go to an article from The Age of Autism. And this is a young man, Jake Crosby, who was questioning Professor Paul Offit to GW grad student, "Get the F out of here, you piece of SH." So this young man has Asperger's syndrome, and all he was doing was wanting to ask some questions to Dr. Offit. You can read the exchange in the article. It's pretty funny of how nice this guy is. He calls people evil that question things, but look how he treats somebody who just asked him a couple questions. You can go read the article for yourself. So here's what you're going to find in every vaccine insert, one of the little paper inserts that you get from the doctor. And it's written in different language, but here's this one. Carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, impairment of fertility. No studies have been performed with Pentacill vaccine to evaluate carcinogenicity, mutagenic potential, or impairment of fertility. Oh, that's nice. Isn't that nice of them? They don't do any studies to see if this stuff causes cancer. And it's been proven that these things have caused cancer, at least the polio vaccine. Just so you think I'm not joshing you, here's the Haemophilus conjugate vaccine. It's a form of tetanus. And let's go to that one. Same spot. Same writing right there. Carcinogenesis, mutagenesis, impairment of fertility, and has not been evaluated. Oh, look at that. There you go. So trust the doctors. Okay, we haven't done any studies on this. Some of our studies only last 2 to 3 weeks, but you can trust us, okay, and take your vaccines. That's what you need to remember. Just keep taking your vaccines, and especially and your fluoride. Yeah, be sure to give it to all your children. And be sure don't read these because, oh, wow, then you might have knowledge. And they don't want you to have knowledge. They just want you to watch TV and listen to people like Paul Offit, the millionaire vaccine maker, vaccine pusher. And with that, that's the end of our show. You can join us tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, please consider becoming a member right now. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get your subscription. You can share your username and password with up to 11 people. That's our show for tonight.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Blockit Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.